Today's shiur is Bava Metzia Daf Yutes. That's today's daf. And today's shiur is sponsored by Zecher Nishmas Eliezer Leib Ben Yehuda, whose 17th yard site is today. Louis Lester Levine, sponsored by his children, his grandchildren, and his great-grandchildren. Again, Eliezer Leib Ben Yehuda, whose yard site is today. Louis Lester Levine. Okay, let us get into the sugya. We are on Daf Yutes and Bava Metzia. We are on Yud Ches and Mabez. We will pick up with about 15 lines up in the bottom, we're up to where it says Lamanda Amar L'Reb Zeira, the first words on the line. But just before that, the last note that we mentioned was a very important Shita Mekubetzes, where the Gemara discussed. The Gemara brought up the Brisa that says, if you find the get on the street, what do you do with it? Do you assume it fell from the woman? She's divorced already. Do you assume it fell from the man and he didn't give it yet, and he decided not to give it? You have no idea what to do with this get. So if the Baal is modeh that it was a kosher get, and then he gave it to the woman, then you give it back to the woman. If the Baal is not modeh, then you don't give it back to anybody. That's what the Brisa says. But the first case, the first half of the case, was if the Baal is modeh, you give it back to the woman. So he brought that as a raya, that when you find shtarus, you give them back when the parties are modeh. So he asked the Shita Mekubetzes, but maybe our case is different. Maybe our case in Baget should not be compared to other cases. Why? Ein lahakshos. The name is shiny hachadavi svek sveka lahatera. Maybe get is different because you have a svek sveka to be matir. Maybe she's divorced already. And if she's not divorced already, the husband's telling you to divorce her now. So either way, why is there any problem with this get? It's a svek sveka. V'yesh lomar. Answer the Shita Mekubetzes is two answers. Number one is be'eshes ish ein holchin achar harov. By Eishes Ish, we don't follow the rove. Kidda Amrina b'mayim she'en lahem sof. Like it says at the end of the Yivamis, if there's a rove that the husband died, whatever the case is, there's a rove people that were in a certain building or on a certain boat died, so you don't go by the rove. It do matir the woman. But hu adin delo sherinim b'sek sveika. So too, we don't matir svek sveika. Which seems, he doesn't say it explicitly, he says it as a parallel, but he seems to be connecting svek sveika and rove. We'll get back to that in a second. And the second day is that maybe it's not good enough. Because the suffix of maybe he divorced her already, maybe he's not a strong enough suffix, because we're mamet her beches kasa, that she's a ches kasesh ish. So that knocks out the suffix gersha, and therefore you're only left with one suffix. That's the second answer. But let's focus on the first answer for a minute. The first answer is that we don't allow a matur at eshes ish al yidei rov, and therefore we're not going to matur her al yidei svek sveka either. There was a major discussion in the Mefarshim, in the Rishonim already. What is the reason that we're makel by svek sveka? What is the reason? One of the approaches is that maybe svek sveka is a din of rov. And that is, one suffek is a 50-50 chance. Then you throw on another suffek, so now there's more than 50% chance lakula. Because even 50-50, lakula and lakhumra, and even if you say lakhumra, there's another reason to say lakula. So there's more than 50% chance that we should be mako, and therefore you're mako. Svek sveka at root is a rove. This is the shita known as the shita of the Rashba. The Rashba in Shuvah and Chelek Aleph, Simen Taf Aleph, Aleph Taf Aleph. The Rashba discusses whether svek sveka is believed neged cheskes iser, and the Rashba there has a line to hasvek sveka adayin karov ve'efshar de'olim yoser mi rove. So just like Rove beats Cheskas Isser, so too Svek Sveka. Again, he doesn't say it is Rove, but he's understood by most as assuming that it is Midin Rove. That is the Rashba. There is a very different interpretation of why Svek Sveka is Lakula from the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah, who is the Bar Plugta of the Rashba, the Ra'ah in the Torah Savayis. Torah Savayis is the Sefer on Yerodea, written by the Rashba, and is on Hilchas Nida, and Hilchas Taroves. So there, the Rashba is in the middle. The Beta Kabayis, the Ra'ah, has notes and kashas on the Rashba, and the Mishbera Savayis, the Rashba, defends himself against the attacks of the Ra'ah in the Beta Kabayis. So there, the Ra'ah has a different shot of Svek Sveka. He says the time of the Rabbeinu Zal de lo Amrina and Svek Sveka Shari Bida Raisa El Hecha de Besavik Rishon Shari El Mida Raisa El Mida Rabbanan Aser Hilka Chavili Suffik Sheni Suffik de Rabbanan. If, says the Ra'ah, there is a principle called Suffik de Raisa Lechumra. We know that principle, Suffik de Raisa Lechumra, but we've mentioned in the past that the sheet of the Rambam is Suffik de Raisa Lechumra is only itself a din de Rabbanan. Only itself a Dindarabanan. Savita meaning Midaraisa, Savita Raisa Lakula. Midarabanan, we say Savita Raisa Lakhumra. That's by one suffix. You're not sure what to do in a certain case. You have to be machmir. But let's say you have another suffix about that. You have another suffix about the suffix d'oraisa l'chumra. So now it's a suffix about a din d'rabbanan. Suffix about a din d'rabbanan, because the whole din in the to begin with suffix d'oraisa l'chumra is a din d'rabbanan. Now you have a suffix about that. So it's a suffix about a d'rabbanan. Suffix d'rabbanan l'kula. So the basis for sfeika, says the Ra'ah, is suffik drabanan lakula. Those are two very different interpretations. With many nafkamina, if you look at the Gemara Ksubis Daf Tes, the Pnei Yeshua and other Rachmanim discuss it. But that is, those are the two main approaches to sfeika. Is it midin rov, like the Rashba says, and like right here, the Shid Bukubetza says, add that to the list. Or is it midin suffik drabanan lakula? Some achronim, Rav Shimon Shkap, Rav Salvechik, had a different approach. Rav Salvechik said it in a more fundamental way. Rav Shimon said it in a more in a less fundamental way, and that is maybe there's a third idea, and that is maybe sfeika means that there's no leidas hasafek. There are too many questions here. If you have to ask so many questions about a case, so there's no basis of iser. That's the din. There's no leidas hasafek. The Torah says you have to be worried in where there are certain levels of doubt. But you have to, if you have to ask more than one question, that's too many levels of doubt away from the Vadai, and therefore you can be matir. Rav Shimon says it just as ein lecha bo ela chidusha. The Torah says to be machmer in certain cases, and other than that, ein lecha bo ela chidusha. Or Rav Salvechik said maybe it's that there is no leidas hasafik, and maybe that's what the Rashba means by saying adif mirov. It's not just rov, it's adif mirov. Okay, so that is again nafkaminas. Do you have to have sfeika shkulim? Does it beat certain other strong halakhic principles? That is the issue of sfeik. Okay, so now let's continue now with Lamanda Amar. So we're up to about 12 lines up. Lamanda Amar L'Rab Zeira. The Gemara, if you remember, was talking about Yuches Mabez, if you find a shtar. So Rabba held, in order not to return a get, you have to have two problems. Tarki L'Reyesa. It has to be Shayaros Mitsuyos. There's got to be a lot of caravans walking around. So therefore, it could have come from them. And there has to be two Yosef and Shimons in the city. I thank you for the emails from the two emails that I received, Mr. Meisels and Mr. Hamburger, that maybe Yosef and Shimon, he's once suggested that Yosef is the epitome of Achdus and Tikkun HaOlam, and Shimon is the epitome of the opposite, and that's why we try to put them together. Yosef and Shimon, or other suggestions given, but again, there's some symbolism there. Why Dafka those were chosen? That again, that's Yosef ben Shimon. Again, that's something very interesting. In any case, okay. Bishlamar Rabba says the Gemara. That was Rabba Shita. You need Tarti L'Reyasa. Reb Zera was unclear. The Gemara said. Reb Zera says that you need Shayaros Mitsuyos. The question is, do you need both? So the Gemara had two opinions whether Reb Zeira agreed with Rabba. So now the Gemara says, "Lamanda Amar l'Reb Zeira b'makam shashayos b'tzuyos v'yafakash lohuch sukush deyosei b'tshimon upliga de Rabba." According to the opinion that says that Reb Zeira argues on Rabba that you only need one or the other not to return the shtar. So b'makam iflagi. So what's the machlokas about? So Rab, where did they get their machlokas from? So the Gemara says as follows: Rabba sava, Rabba holds diktani. Call Maisa Bezdin Hareze Yachzir. We had a mission that said you return any Maisa Bezdin that must be talking about the Ishtakich Bezdin Askinan. It was found in Bezdin. U Bezdin Kemakam Shasharis Mitsuyos. Bezdin is a very public place. It's a place where Shayaros are Mitsuyos, where caravans go by. And it's a place where there are two Yosef and Shimons and Lo Yachzir. That's how Rabbah interprets the Mishnah. It's two Yosef and Shimon's in town, and it's in Bezdin. It's found in Bezdin, which is a case of Shayaros Mitsuyos. Lohuch Zuku Yachzir. But if you don't have two Yosef and Shimon's Yachzir, then you can return it. Reb Zera, that was Rabbah. Reb Zera Amalacha. Reb Zera says no. Mik Tani Kol Maisa Bezdin Shinim Suba Bezdin. Does it say any Maisa Bezdin that was found in Bezdin? No. Kol Maisa Bezdin Yachzir Ktani. It only says any Maisa Bezdin. Ula Olam Dishtake Chavroi. And really, it was found outside of Bezdin, meaning in a place where there was no Shayaros Mitsuyos. And the Reb Zeira Shita is you only need one not to return it. You don't need two. Okay, that was just a continuation finishing up. What is the machlokas between Rabba and Reb Zeira? So now the Gemara has two other suggestions. What is the case when we are allowed to return the get if you find the get on the street? So first, Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar, Kigon de Ka'amri Edim, Me Olam Lo Chasamnu El Al Get Echad Shal Yosef Bet Shimon. The Edim come and say, we've only signed on one get of Yosef Bet Shimon in our lives. So you don't have to be worried. We only signed on one get, only one Yosef Bet Shimon. See, Hachi Ma'alamayim, Rasatos, the Gemara says, so what's the Chiddush then? Then of course, if the Edim say this is the only thing they ever signed on, then of course we don't have to be worried about any other Yosef Bet Shimon. So the Gemara says, no, Ma'od Etem Aleichos Domis Rami Shma Kishma Ve'edim Ke'edim. You might say, you're right, this is the only one they signed on, but maybe there are other Edim out there with the same names and the same husband and the same wife, right? And therefore you'll be worried about that. Again, remember, Edus Isha and Tmi Mater and Esus Ish, we need the highest level of Edus. Could be. It's the most chamor issue, because look, what's going to happen if we're Maturid? There's an issue of Mamzeris. So we're very, very careful. So that's the Havamin. You have to be worried about this far-fetched possibility. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. Again, why not? If there's such a reason to say that, so maybe Kamash Malan, because as we know, the end of Yavamis, there are also kulas, ironically, by Edis Isha, because it's so stringent, as the Gemara says, Mitoch Shechmarta Labasofa Hikata Labitzkilasa. Because there's such stringent results that are possible, Mamzeris, etc., so we assume that the woman is going to check out and know for sure that this is true, and her husband's dead in that case, or here, this is her get, and therefore she won't take any chances. Therefore, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, if the Edom say we never signed any other get, that's it, you're allowed to trust it.
If it's Muchzak, that there are Edom names that are
Zibit Kilasa. If there are Muchzak in town, that there are other people with these names of Edom, okay, then maybe it'll be worse. Maybe it'll be worse. Tosafot also asks, the Gemara says, it's so obvious you should believe these Edom. But Tosafot says in Me'olam, what do you mean? The Edom just say that this is for sure our witnesses. These are for sure our signatures. So how does that help me in terms of whether this get is this person's? That doesn't help. We still should be choshesh of shma kishma v'shem yiro v'shem yiro. Only the Edom. Tosafot says v'yim tomer on the bottom. V'alok she'ena Edom omrim kein, when the Edom are not there, einu ne'eman lo marshu shelo, elo anu choshim shem yachar nafal. Right, when the Edom don't admit, we say, maybe this was from a different Yosef Bet Shimon. But now that they're Edom, how does that help us with that issue? The Edom don't say anything about this belonging to these people, this husband and wife. They just say, these are our signatures. So why does that make it any better? So Tosafot says, what you must assume is that if the Edom weren't here, we're choshesh that the Edom are misupik, and they're saying, look, it must be the case. And they're guessing about it. But once the Edom say, these vade are our signatures, so we assume that b'mezid lo yishaker. Right? We're not going to, the person, Tosafot says, the person's not going to be b'mezid, guessing in that case. They didn't say, this was the only one. So they're going to be, really, this is the only one you ever did? They're going to research it and realize that this is only going to be their get. Period. So that is all Rabbi Yirmiyah's possibility, why you return the get, in the case where you found it. Ravashi Yamar, next possibility. There's another reason. Ravashi Yamar, Kagon, Deka Amar, Nekev, Yeshbo, Bitsad, Oz, Plonis. It's a case where the husband says there's a hole, there's a specific simen next to such and such a letter. Meaning, I know that's my get because, I commissioned for it to be written, I got it written, and I looked at it, and I know there's a little hole next to a certain letter. Vidavka Bitsado is plonis, and only where he says that type of simen, a hole next to a specific letter, aval nekev ba'alma lo, but a nekev ba'alma, a hole where just stop, there's a hole on the get somewhere. That's not good enough. That's called, and if you say there's a hole next to a specific letter, that's called a simen muvak. That's called a clear simen. We're going to get to this in a couple of days, 2 days, we start Elam Messias. Simen muvak, and that's where he says for sure that would work. But if it is a simen she'eno muvak, if it is a simen ba'alma, we don't assume it'll work. Why? Rav Ashi mesafkalei simanim ida oraisa idrabanam. The fact that somebody is believed to tell you simanim and prove that something is yours based on that, that's a machlokas we're going to get to later on, whether it's d'oraisa or d'rabanan, whether that ne'emanus is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabanan. So that is talking about simanim she'enim of hakim, by a non-clear simen. That's why Rav Ashi says, you want to get this get back, you need a simen muvak. Simen muvak, which means there's a hole next to a certain letter, that is above the discussion. That is out of the discussion of simanim d'oraisa d'rabanan, and therefore, that's why Rav Ashi says, that is what you need. You need that because you don't want to get into the issue of Daraisa Darabanan. If you have Simanim Daraisa, then you could say even a Simen somewhere on the get. Right? That's good enough. But that is because he's mesupik. The Gemara says that's why he says you have to have a siman next to a specific letter. Interesting. The Tzlach, the Noda Behuda, in his commentary here, says that why does the Gemara say where the man says there's a nekev next to the letter? What about the woman? It says he says the ka'amar, not the ka'amra or the amri. They said. So the Noda Behuda says that if it was her, she wouldn't have to have such a high standard. But the woman, once she gets her get, she's focused on it, and this is what's going to allow her to get married, so we'll trust a lower level simon from her. Right? From him, we have to have the neck of Etzaros Plonis, you have to have the simon muvak, but the Tzlach says, the neck of Etzaros Ploni, who should somchan al simon muvak kazeh, v'munakad v'dida, lo havi muchak midi, and then he says, he quotes him, achokas rishonim, v'nira li delo boy hacha simon muvak. You wouldn't have to, you wouldn't need it from her, because she is Lufiza, here it is, Im Ha'isha Amar Simanim Afilu Enim of Hakim, Delav Darais and Inu Mahani, Bishim Chazaka Ein Isha Me'iza, V'Avta Ika Siyua Haget, Neged Zeh Shekulim HaSimanim, Af Delav Daraisa. And that's what the Gemara says specifically, by him, because by her, you wouldn't need the Simanim of Hakim. Okay, says the Gemara story. Rabbi Barachana Irkis Legita Be Medrasha, Rabbi Barachana once lost to get in the Beis Medrash. Right, well, the Beis Medrash, imagine a very full Beis Medrash, and he lost to get there. Amar, Isiman is libigavei, Ibitvias ain is libigavei. Give it back to me either way. I'll give whatever you want. If you want me to give a simon, I'll give a simon. If you want me to give tvius eina, which just means recognition of the eye, where he says, oh, yeah, that's mine. Tvius eina, either way, I'll give it to you. Ahajan Yale, and they returned it to him. Amar, lo yadana, and he says, I don't know why they returned it. Imishim siman adjun yale. Is it because I gave a simon? And they, the Bali based measures, hold Simanim Daraisa, and therefore the Simon that I gave was good enough. Or they gave it back to me because I recognized it. And Vedafka serving me the Rabbanan. And just because I'm a Rav, and the halacha is by Tvias Eina, you trust that serving me Rabbanan. But if I was just a person on the street, they wouldn't have given back to me based on Tvias Eina. Interesting, the Achronim say that maybe it was a combination of the two. Maybe it was a little Tvias Eina and a little Simanim. It doesn't sound that way. It sounds like if you hold Simanim Lav Daraisa, it's a zero. And if you hold Tvias Eina and Yonama Aretz, it's a zero, and zero plus zero equals zero. Because the Gemara doesn't have the possibility that it was Mitzuref. Tosfos here has an important point. Aval Inish Da'amalo, Tosfos says, quotes Rabbeinu Tam, that the whole issue here of Tvias Eina only being believed by a Talmud Chacham is only because he didn't find it himself. If a person is testifying about something that he has biyado, that he's going to be believed even if he is an Am Haaretz. It's a big discussion that Ron has in Chulin about basar shenis'alim min ha'ayin, which means meat that nobody was around except a regular, not an Adam Natam Nechakam, but an Am Haaretz, a regular person. And therefore, the question is, is he believed to say it wasn't switched? So generally, Eid Echanem and Bisurin. You don't have to be a Talmud Chacham to have that principle apply. Eid Echanem and Bisurin. So how does the principle of Tfias Eina only applying to a Talmud Chacham fit in with Eid Echanem and Bisurin? So same with many Rishonim, based on this little tosis over here, the whole principle of Tfias Eina limited to Talmud Chacham is only where you don't have something, you're not holding something. It's a question where you found something and I want it. So then, Tfias Eina will be limited to a Talmud Chacham. But if somebody has something himself, or I'm testifying about something with me, so then, even a non-Talmud Chacham would be believed. That is what Rishonim say. There are different svaras also given. The Ritva says, if I found it myself, it's Migo, I could have said I never lost it. Migo, I could have said I never lost it. I'm believed to say I recognize it betvias eina. This also might be a svara here why you would be believed. That was the Tosfos and Gittin, not the Ritva and Gittin. The Ritva and Gittin says something else. But that is the big nafkamina, the Hashkacha question about Basar Shinis Ale Min Ha'ayim. Also, just one other point. Rashi says, Irkas Legita, the get was lost. So Rashi on top says, Shahaya Shliach Lahavi. This Rabba, Barbar Chana, was a Shliach to bring the get and he lost the get. Why does Rashi Dafka say Shliach? Maybe it was his own get. Maybe he was giving a get and he lost the get. So the Maram Shif says, no, Kasha Gerishin, the Gemara says, the end of Gittin. Right, it's not something that we try to do. Obviously, if it has to be done, it has to be done, but we'd rather not assume that one of the Amoram was being Megarish unless we have to assume that way. And therefore, we assume that he was a Shliach. Okay, one final point that the Stipler brings up here. There was a big discussion, the Chakira in Simanim. Simanim Daraisa, Simanim Darabanan. What is the issue? Why wouldn't Simanim be good enough? Right, Simon and Darabanan, meaning they're not Ne'eman on a Daraisa level. Why wouldn't they be good enough? So the Ksos has two understandings. Either we say that I, b'taima de Simon alav Daraisa, d'yesh lefarish de mikivon sheze omeres ha'aveda, v'simonim vadai Ne'eman she'avad chevetz kazeh b'simonim ke'elu, elo d'chayshin shema osam etziya lav didayu, d'chihechi d'hu avad davar kazeh, ha'chan amigami odecha ne'eman davar kazeh. Possibility number one is that you're giving simanim for this object, but maybe somebody else lost a similar object with the same simanim. That's one possibility. These guys not lying. We just think there's somebody else out there that lost it. Or B, do we assume that you're making it up? Do we assume that, you know, let's say I'm holding it and you happen to see it beforehand, or you're taking a good guess, or whatever it is, maybe you're totally making it up. So why do we say simanim lav daraisa? Which one? Because we think you're lying? Or because we assume that maybe somebody else found it as well. So it says the stipler in Simon Chavtes assumes it's both. He thinks there are Gemaras that prove both ways. And what's the raya that he assumes that maybe it's Chashash Mishaker, the second possibility, our Gemara says that Tvias Eina is totally on Tzurva Meir Rabbanan or not. But what about Simanim? That's not totally on Talmud Chacham or not, Tzurva Meir Rabbanan. If the issue was, the opposite, right? If the issue was, V'kolatam midaraisa lo sabchei simanim ein lo ela mishum mishaker, the other way that I said, if the reason is because we think he's lying, so then, where Rabbi Barachana says, says Simanim, we should believe a Talmud Chacham. The Gemara says, the only reason we believe a Talmud Chacham different than an Amaris is because of the Tvias Eina world. But because of the Simanim world, the Talmud Chacham and Amaris won't make a difference. But if Simanim is the issue of Chash Meshaka, then it should make a difference. It must be, says the Stipler, that Simanim is also about that maybe you're telling the truth, but we think maybe somebody else lost an object too with the same type of Simanim. So he proves from two different Gemaras that he thinks both Stadim are true. Maybe he's lying, and maybe somebody else lost an object just like this one. Okay, so we have to remember that Stipler and that Ksos for the next parak when we get to Elam Metzias. Now we continue. Gufa.
What's the zone? It would only work for Alta, right?
I'm sorry?
Like yesterday we learned, if you lose it, it only works for Alta.
If you lose it, would it only work, well, with Simanim, if you hold Simanim Daraisa? Would it only work La Alta or not? No, I mean Simanim, usually Aveda is not La Alta. The context of Simanim is Aveda, and that's not La Alta, generally. Mm-hmm. Gufa. Matza get isha b'shuk. Again, quoting, we found the get isha. B'zman sh'abal moda yachzol isha ain't abal moda yachzol lozeh v'lozeh. You found the get. The husband, if the husband admits that it's a true get, then you give it back to the woman. If he does not admit, you don't give it back. B'zman sh'abal moda mil yachzir. But if the baal is moda, you do give it back. L'isha. V'lechosh, says the Gemara, why? Shem akasav litim b'nisan v'lo nasan la tishrei. Maybe the get was written in Nisan. The husband decided to divorce his wife, but he didn't give it until Tishrei. Va'aza bal zavin peri minisim atishrei. And what happened in the interim? They were still married from Nisan to Tishrei. So the husband, as is his right, he sold peros, nechsei malug. He sold peros in the interim. Umafka lagita. And then what's she going to do? She's going to take out her get, which has the date of Nisan on it. Dekasa benisan v'asa lemishav lepucha shlo kadin. She's going to go to all the buyers of the peros in the interim and say, look, hey, my husband didn't have a right to sell these fruit. I was already divorced. It's my fruit. He didn't have a right to sell, even though she was only divorced in the Tishrei. So why aren't we worried about that? Why aren't we worried that this was a get that was written in Nisan and it was only given in Tishrei, and therefore she's going to take back from the Lekucha Shalokadin?
And he's not going to care because it's the...
And the husband, what do you mean? Whether he cares or...
Problem? Whether he cares or not is irrelevant.
If he cares, but she'll say...
If he cares...
It's his word against her word, and she has the shtar.
No, but the whole reason we're doing this is...
He was Moda.
If I'm the husband, I'm Moda. But
he didn't know that she was going to do this. He was Moda, and then he didn't know. Can he take back his word? He can't take back his word. Oh, it's not true.
No. Not to take back your word, but give a full explanation. Yes, I'm Moda. This is a get. Okay. But I wrote it.
But once he then says that later on, why should we believe him?
How about Migu? He could have denied it.
Correct. He could have denied it. But at the time, he only said Migu maybe at the... I don't know if he gave the explanation. You're right. If he would have said right at the first...
Because the creditors can come after him now.
Right, 100%. Right, so, you're saying Migu? So again, I don't know. I think maybe you can only say Migu at the first moment when he has the claim. If he has later on, he has to explain himself, maybe it won't work. But the Gemara's going to have a different answer anyway. So, Hani Chalaman Da'amar, fine, you don't have a problem, according to the opinion which we discussed in Gittin, Kivin Shanasevin of Lagarsha, Shemin Labal Peir Shapir. According to the opinion of Reb Shimon, that once a man decides to divorce his wife, then he already loses the right to eat peiros, then fine. Because then he really, in truth, lost fruit, the right, the schus of peiros when he wrote the get. Because writing the get is already after Nasein of Lagarsha. So according to that opinion, fine, the woman is tarred from the kuchos properly. Elamanda amar, yesh labal peiros ashas nesina, but according to what we paskin, that the bal could eat fruit until shas nesina, actually, Michael Amemar. Then again, don't you have this worry? So the Gemara says, ki asil amitraf, no, no problem, because when she comes and is toreif, Amrina la, we tell her, the lukucho say to her, I see raya emas matagidi liadach. Prove it. Prove it when you got the get. Prove it when you got the get. Meaning, this star, remember, has a reyasa. It was lost on the street. We found it, we gave it back to her. So even though we give it back to her, the lukuchos are going to have a right to say, prove to us that you got the get this day in Nisan. And that it wasn't written in Nisan and given in Tishrei. Let's finish a little bit more and then we'll talk about a line that we just mentioned. Umayshta bishtar echov, says the Gemara, 1 minute. Maishta bishtar echov, what's the difference from the shtar, why is this different than shtar echov? And as you'll see in the next couple of lines, and also on Amud Beis, the Gemara here is very verbose, explaining everything explicitly. And again, the Ritva says this was a hosafa of Rabbi Hudoigo in some of this language, because it's much clearer, and the Gemara goes out of its way to explain itself with some words, even more than usual. So, it's still very important. It's Rabbi Yudaigo, and it's right after the Gemara. So, either way, it's still very authoritative. So, why is this different than Shtar Echov? That you're allowed, what do we say here? You're allowed to return the Gedisha because the Lekuchos are going to say, prove to us that it was given today. So why is that different than Shtar Echov? Ditzan, the Mishnah we had earlier said, Mazar Shtar Echov, if you find the Shtar Echov. Im Yesh Ben Achrayis Lachasim Lo Yaksir. If there is Achrayis written in it, meaning Lekuchos are going to be taken from, you cannot return it. Yukim Nekashchayim Modeh, that's talking about a case where the Love is Moda, that it's a true star. Umishum Shemakasa, the Lavas Benisim, the Lava Tishrei. And why don't you return it in that case? Because maybe the star was written before it was given. The Katarav Lakukha Shalokadin. And therefore, the Mava will be able to take from buyers Shalokadin. So Asam Nami, so where says, why not? Leder, let it return the star. What's the big deal? V'chiyasri Lemitrov, and when the Balchov comes to take from Lakuchos, Neimalei, so let them say to him, I see Rai, Emas Mata Star Chov Liatcha. Just like we say, give the star back to the woman, and then she'll have to prove when she got it. Say the same thing, give the star Chov back to the man, and he'll have to prove it. So Gemara says, no, you can't say that. Amri, hacha, gabi, get isha, buy a get isha, asi lokeach, vitava, amar. So the woman's going to come, and then she's going to be toveya from the lakuchos, and you know what he's going to say to himself? The person who got his land taken away? Hai dadruani ala rabbana lagita, the fact that the rabbana gave her back the get, mishum delo ta'agin v'tesef. They don't want her to be an aguna. They want her to have the get, so they gave it back to her. But they didn't, that's saying that it's a totally true get. Hash is a ka'asi lamitraf, but now that she's taking from me, tezo v'tesi raya emas bata gita liada. So she's going to have to prove it. Meaning nobody's going to think that they gave it back to her, thinking that everything is totally true. They're going to say, look, the rabbana gave it back to her because they didn't want her to be an aguna. But you know what? She still has to prove when she got the get. That's what Lukucha is going to say. So there's no danger of returning the get. Hacha gabi shtar chov, but by shtar chov, lo asi lokech v'tava. Lokech is not going to come and be toveya. They're not going to have any questions. Why? Mida adru aniyel le rabbanan l'shtar chov. From the fact that the rabbis returned the shtar to him, pshita, it must be l'hilchos adru aniyel. Why they return it back? L'mitrafu must be that they gave it back to him to be tori from us. So therefore, they're not going to go and complain about it. Shma mina, kam rabbanan b'milsi. It must be the rabbanan searched into the item. Umikami didi matashtar liyada. And before our star, his star must have been written. So they're just going to throw up their hands and give up hope. That's why we can't return the star. Because they're not going to go and complain about it, and therefore, the balchov is going to take shalok kedin.
Because in truth, the rabbanan didn't do this.
This is what people are going to think. This is what people are going to think. The rabbanan did not research, correct. And that's why, by balchov, by a balchov, it's not. That's the point. That's what it says. Lo yachzir, we don't return because we have this worry. By a get isha, we are machzir. That's why we're explaining the difference, why we return by a get isha, and we don't return by a balchov. Okay, period. Two important points. One we'll do, and one we'll see if there's time for. There's a very important Rambam. I don't know why we didn't get up to it until now, but there's a very important Rambam in Hilchas Gezeilah. It's easy to remember. It's the last halacha in Hilchas Gezeilah. The Rambam says, a Rambam to know, The last halacha in Hilchos Gzeila says the Rambam, Kol hashtaros hanimsaos, shedinan shelo yachzir. Every shtar that we've been talking about for the past 2 weeks, that you found, and that the halacha is you're not supposed to return it, im hechzir, let's say you did return it. You weren't supposed to return it. Let's say you did return it. Hari elu ksherim, v'govin bahen, they're collectible, you can be gova from them, v'ein motzino son mitachas yad ba'alehen, v'harehim b'cheskason, v'ein choshashim lahem. The Rambam says any wood time where it says in all these cases, lo yachzir, if you did return it, they are collectible and you could collect with them. Says the Ravid, what is he talking about? Din ze ein mechuvar, im hochzak nafol, bebezdin, o afilu be'edim, vein dana b'maisa. Tosis is basically saying it's a stalemate. The Gemara says it's a stalemate. Don't return it because you're stuck. The Rambam, though, says don't return it, period. And if you return it, it's good. It's a good star. Meaning, you're choshesh. You're choshesh is the Rambam that it's not a good star. But if you give it back, you give it back. So it's a good star. Where does he get this from? So the Magen Mishnah says it must be from the language. In all these cases, it's only a lechatchila language. Lo yachzir. Doesn't say puzzle.
More than that, it's logical. If it's returned to me, and we don't get into the whole story that it was lost.
If you don't get into the whole story that it was lost, but obviously the guy's complaining that it was lost and you shouldn't be able to collect with this. Assuming the other party knows the whole story. But if the Rambam says tough luck. Rambam says tough luck. If he's the Baal HaShtar, all of a sudden the Shtar now talks for him.
Okay. But everyone agree with the other party doesn't know.
The other party doesn't know. Well, then you don't know. Then he's not saying anything. Then he's just collecting with a Shtar.
Right.
There's nothing he can do about it. What if Bezdin knew? Are we towing? But either way, the Rambam says it's a good Shtar. The Magen Mishnah says he must get it from the language of Lo Yachzir. The Rashba says in the Tshuva and earlier in Daf Yud Beis, there are many problems with this Rambam. One of them is the Svara is that it's the question is if when we don't return the Shtar, is that because we're not sure if it's true? Or because it's just we're not sure, it could be true, maybe it's not true. Or is there a formal reyasa in this Shtar now, and until we prove otherwise, the Shtar is like Charis Baalma. Like the Gemara says, Chas Baalma is like a piece of garbage. So according to the Ravid, the Ravid holds the ladder. The Rambam must hold it's just a suffix. We're not sure what to do, and therefore basically it must be chaver levaraya. And when you're holding the star, you're holding the star. The Ravid says one problem is our Gemara, because what does our Gemara say? Our Gemara says you give it back to the woman, and when you give it back to the woman, the lukuchos are allowed to come and say, prove to us. She has the get. So what do you mean? She doesn't have to do anything. She said, I'm not the get. I have to prove. It says the date here. It says the Rashba, right? Kasha la Rambam. Right? Kasha la Rambam, and he quotes other Gemaras, but this is one of the problems. But anyway, it's an important Rambam shita to know.
Rambam would say that gets are different. That's not true by a get, it's true by a star.
Okay, then the answer is other Kashas. Okay, I hear you. So maybe get is different. Maybe by get is different than other stars, but you're saying then get is weaker than other stars.
Right.
Get is weaker than other stars. Okay, so that's one. That answers this question on the Rambam. Right, you got to look at the other. You got to look at the other problems to see if they can be answered. But you're right. This question might possibly could be answered by shiny get. It would just give me shemaguna. Okay, let's continue now. But again, whenever kidim and shasayin of lagarsha comes up, you got to remember the discussion that we've had of many times about the difference between kiddushin and gerushin, and kiddushin, the process starting even before the maisa gerushin. It related, what Jonathan said a few days ago about Avelos and about Ktata, about certain Hafkas, Ishus, B'miksas, starting even before the Maisa Get. And we'll see at the end if there's time to go back to that. Okay, either way, let's continue now. Shechrur Yavadim B'chula. So the Mishnah said, if you find the star Shechrur, the Mishnah does he has that, if you find the star Shechrur, then you cannot return it. Right? If you find the star Shechrur, and Eved was freed, you cannot return it. So Gemara says, Tanur Rabban. You find the Shtar Shechrur in the Shuk. If the master agrees that he wrote the Shtar Shechrur and it's a good Shtar Shechrur, you can give it back to the Eved. Yachzir le'Eved. Ein Rav Mode le'Yachzir le'Lazev le'Lazev. If the Rav is not Mode, then you cannot give it back. So Bizman Rav Mode mi Yachzir le'Eved. If the Rav is Mode, you can give it back. So similar question as we just had earlier. Why can you give it back to the Eved? Maybe the Shtar has the date of Nisan in it, but he really didn't free his Eved until Tishrei. And in the interim, the Eved had bought items, had bought assets. And because the Eved bought it, the master then had rights to sell those. Umafik le l'shichrur, but the Eved will then take out a star shichrur, the kasav and that says that he was freed beforehand. He'll say, what do you mean? The master was not allowed to sell these. These were mine. Right? So again, why aren't we worried about that? Why would we return it? So ha, nichal amanda amar, like we said before, this fits according to the manda amar, z'chus hu le'evet, she'osim itachas rabba l'cheirus, according to the manda amar that says it is a z'chus for the evet to be free, uke abaya, like abaya we had a few days ago, to amar edav v'chazum av zachano, shapir, and according to abaya who says, right when edim sign a shtar, even before it's written, then the authority of the shibudim kick in. So if that's the case, then right when the shtar was written to the Eved, the master already lost his privileges. So then fine. Then he wasn't allowed to sell the items that the Eved acquired in the interim, so shapir, so then it is not a problem. Ella, what's the schus? The schus of an Eved? The schus of an Eved is that he can marry whoever he wants now. That's why it's supposed to be free. Ela l'manda amar chovu l'eved she'osim itachas yad rabba l'cheirus. But according to the manda amar, he said it's a chov for an eved to leave. Right? Rashi says maybe he was an eved of a kohen and he used to be able to eat truma and he can marry a shivcha. So ma'ikel ameimar. So according to the one who says it's a chov for an eved to be free. So we're back to the question again. Why do you give the shtar back? So the Gemara answers. Just like we said earlier, people are going to say to themselves, why did the Bezek give the shtar back? Because they're sure, no. They just want this guy to be free. They want this guy to be able to get married. So that's why they must have given it back, but we're going to make him prove when it was actually given.
But if it's a chov, why would we say that?
But if it's a chov in a certain sense, it's a halachic chov, and therefore the principle of Eidah B'chasum of Zachano does not kick in. But the fact that, you can argue with some people are happy to be free, and therefore they can marry whoever they want. So the whole issue here is an umdana issue. What are people going to think? So people could think that, you know, the Eved wanted to be free, and therefore it was given back to him by Bezd. Okay, the end of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah said, Daitaki and Matana. Daitaki and Matana. Daitaki is, we assume, is a shtar shchiv mera. Right, Ashtar Shchiv Merah written on a deathbed, and Matana and Ashtar Matana. So those also are not returned. Are not returned if you find them. Right, not returned because we're worried that they were you changed your mind. So Tana Rabbanon, Ezi Daidaki. What a Daidaki? Dot Tehela Mekam Valios. Daidaki means Dot Tehela Mekam. It's from that word. This should be forever. This should be forever. Ashtar Shchiv Merah. This should be Sheimeis Nachasav Laploni. That if the person says if he dies, my property should go to so and so. Matana, what's a matana? Kol shekasev bo mehayom alachar misa. Anybody who says, or shar matana is mehayom alachar misa, that today the guf should be to you, and the guf should be to you alachar misa, and the payers are to you even today. That's mehayom alachar misa. Alma, so what does that mean? Iksiva mehayom alachar misa hutakani vilo lokani. If you give a shtar matana, and you write this lashon of mehayom alachar misa, it works. But if you didn't write this lashon, it doesn't work. Rashi says, what about a regular matana? What about if the shtar is written and it says, Ruben give Shimon something today? Of course that's going to work. So Gemara says, you're right. Amar bayahachi kamer. No, this is what the braisa means. Ezohi matanas bari shehi kimatna shchiv mira. What is a regular matana that works like a matna shchiv mira? To lokani el alachar misa, that only works after misa, kol shekaseba mehayom alachar misa. One that says mehayom alachar misa, so that's a case that works like a shtar shchivira and a shtar and a bari, though a healthy person is able to give it. What exactly does that mean? So Rashi says, as I just said before, it means that somebody gives the guf of the land today. I'm sorry, I said the opposite a second ago. The guf today and the peros laachar misa. Right? Rashi says guf hakarka karnelo min hayom ve'in lo over shus lamochra, and the peros I will eat until the person says that he dies, and then the payments will also be transferred. The Rashba says that is not that is not the case here. Ve'ena mechuver, he says, first of all, my kamash malan. That's a beferish mission of Baba Basra, number one. And number two, that's not like Ma'na Shchimira. Ma'na Shchimira, nothing is nikne until later. And here me'yom alachar misa, the guf is nikne today. What the Gemara is saying, this is a matnas bari that's like a matnas shchimira, that can't be what the Gemara means. So the Rashba says, quotes Rabbeinu Tam, that says, no. A person could write a shtar matana that says it should kick in only la'achar misa, even if he's not a shchivira. He has the power to write that. I'm allowed to be chozerbo, but it's yours after misa. It's a big chiddush. You might say that you can only write some shtar if you're a shchivira. So the Rashba, no, you can write any condition you want in the shtar. Right here, a person can write a shtar that this matana should be yours only after he dies. Meyom al-Hamisa usually doesn't mean that. Meyom al-Hamisa usually means what Rashi says it means. But it doesn't mean that here. And don't ask me problems. Sometimes you find the same Lashon in the Gemara and it means two different things. Meyom al-Hamisa here does not mean what it means usually. Usually Rashi's right. But here, Meyom al-Hamisa means it's yours after the person says he dies, because after all, it has to be similar to a shtar, a matnash chimira. Fine. So now the Gemara says, second to last line. Time of the law, Martinu, the reason that it doesn't work, if you find his will, is because he didn't say give it. Ha'am Martinu knows him, but if he says give it, you would give it. Veraminhu, but there's a stira, matza daitakos, aput kosim atanas. The Gemara says, if you find the daitaki, afal bishneh modim lo yachal lazev lo lazev. Right? Even though they both admit, then you don't give it back. So Amar Rabbi Abba bar Mamal. So the question is, do you return it after you found it, even if they both admit? No kasha. Habe bari habe shchimira. Now one case, it's talking about a bari and one's talking about a shchimira. The Gemara is going to ask in about 20 lines, but what do you mean? They both say daidiki. The Mishnah says daidiki and the Bari says daidiki, but we'll get to that. Habe bari habe shchimira. We're talking about a bari where the star that you found was a matnas bari or a matnas shchimira. So Masisa, so now this, as I said before, the Gemara now is going to have one sentence for the next 20 lines to explain what it means. Masnisan, what's the Mishnah talking about? Just one word of introduction. By a matnas shchiv mira, a person's out to be chozer bo. Right, that's the halacha. Somebody gives a matnas shchiv mira, and then he gets better, let's say, it's automatically chozer bo. And he can give it to somebody else, even though the second person is giving it to as a later date in the shtar. Right, but that's the halacha of matnas shchiv mira. So, masnisan diktani ha'amatru nosin, there are Mishnah where we umadayik, that if a person finds a shtar, you could give it back if the guy is moda afterwards, b'shchiv mira, the bar mehederhu, that's talking about a matnas shchiv mira, which is retractable. He could go back on it if he wants. Diamrinan, Michael Amemer, because we say, what are we worried about? Dilma kasa meikar lahai, what's the worry? Maybe he wrote it to Reuven originally, and that he didn't give it to Reuven, and then instead he gave it to Shimon, and he still has the shtar of Reuven that's dated earlier. And now he wants to be chozer bo from the person he actually gave it to Shimon. So let's think. If he gave it to Shimon, the second guy, as a real matana, so let's like Pseida, he's not going to lose anything by returning. If we return this first star to Reuven, so Shimon's not going to lose anything. You're going to say, oh, Reuven's star predates me? No, there's no problem. Because Reuven's star was a matnas shchimira. So if Shimon's was a ratnas bari, he doesn't lose anything. The chinaf katarati, because when both stars are in front of you, basraisa zachi. His, Shimon's second star is going to win. The haha de bebe kamaisa, because the giver was chozerbo from the first star. So even if the first star was given, that was a matnas shchimira. You ought to be chozer from that. And even matnas shchimira nami. And even if Shimon got a second matnas shchimira, also yaveni olay, we could give it back to him to les babseida. He doesn't lose anything. The basrai says zochi, because the second one will be zochet to kahad be mikamaisa, because the giver was chozerbo. Again, mimanavsha. This matnas shchimira star that we found is not going to cause any problems or loss if we give it back, because even if there's a star that's after it, that second star will be powerful. But what about the brisa that says you never return it, even if they're mode bibari? It's talking about a case where what you found was a matna star of a matna's bari, the laver mehederhu, which is not retractable, cannot go back on it. Diamrinam, because we say, Dilma kasva lahai meikara, maybe he wrote it to Reuven originally. Vim lachvo yavele, and he didn't give it to him. Vahada kasva linishachrina, then he decided to give his land to somebody else. Viyavele, and you gave it to Shimon. And now you want to go back from giving it to Shimon. You want to really give it to Reuven. I can't go back on my word. I already gave it to Shimon. So what should I do? So you know what? I'll say that I gave it to Reuven earlier. They'll give me back the shtar. So when Reuven takes out this shtar that has an earlier date, Zachabehu. So, right, that's what the guy says to himself. The giver says, I gave it to Shimon already, so how can I give it to Reuven? I'll lie, I'll make it up, and this star will be given back to Reuven. So we don't want that. So we say to him, Mr. Anan, we're not letting you give it back to so-and-so. Dilma michtav kasvis, maybe you wrote it, may have oyavisniole, but you never gave it to him. Maybe you gave it to somebody else, and now you're retracting. If you really didn't give it to anybody else in the interim, and you want to give it to so-and-so, so write him a new star today. We're not letting you give back this old star. You say you didn't give it to anybody in the interim, so write a new star and give it to him today. Because then even if you did give it to somebody else in the interim, there's no pseida for that guy that you actually gave it to, because the star is... the star that the second guy, quote unquote, the second guy would have is Zoche, because it's before today's star. Period. So now the Gemara says, after that whole beautiful long chiluk, the difference between the Mishnah and the Braisa is, did you find a matnas shrimira or a matnas bari? The Gemara says, 1 minute, maskal or esvid. The Mishnah and the Braisa both say daitakis. What was the havamina? What was the possibility of saying one's about a matnas shrimira, one's about a bari? So Gemara says, fine, different answer. El amr esvid, havaha b'shrimira. They're both talking about a shchemira, velo kasha habei habebrei. The difference is, are we talking about his son or himself? It's amazing. This amud is two sentences. We did one, now we're doing the other one, all the way to the two dots. So masnisan, which is very unusual for the Gemara to be to have this kind of lashon. But anyway, his son or him. Masnisan deka amar tnu nosin, when you find a shar shchemira, and he admits to give it bidi day. It's talking about himself. The bar mehadar who it is returnable, retractable. He can return to Amrina. Same thing we said up above. Even if he gave it to somebody else in the interim, there's not going to be a loss. The kama ubasar basar zachi, because the second guy is going to be zocha. The hadar be mikama, because you're allowed to retract from a matnas shchemira. Kika tani bebraisa. In the braisa, when it says aval pishish neim modim loyachsel olazev olazev, in the braisa when it says you're not allowed to return it, even when they admit bebrei. He's talking about the Shchemira son, meaning the Shchemira actually died. The Amrina, because we say, Dilma Kasvav Ulahai, maybe your father wrote it to Ruvain, the Imlach can change his mind, Velo Yavi Nilei, I never gave it to Ruvain. Ubasar Avua Kasav Iul Inishachrina Vyavilei, and then it was given to Shimon, actually, Vakahashta Kahada Mea Meahu, and now you want to retract. You want to take it away from Shimon. Savar, and you say to yourself, Mehadar lo matzina hadranabi, I can't retract. So emalahu, let me make up a story and say, Da Abba Yabai Lilahai, Abba, my father gave it to really to Reuven. V'nisvule kasvein, we'll give him the star. V'nezel v'nafkemine to huzachi. V'niflog pahadei. And I'll give it to Reuven. Reuven will get it. Then me and Reuven will split the money. Split the cash. So Hilkach, we don't let him do that. So Amrina, we say to him, Anan haik savalo yavin lelahai, we're not letting you give the star back. The Dilma Mikhtav Kasvi Avua, maybe your father wrote it, Miyavo Yavale, but never gave it. The Yahavta At L'in Shachrina, and you really gave it to Shimon, the Gahadarpen, you're retracting, you're trying to get it to Reuven. Ella, so we say to him, E Kushta Ka'amrit, if it's really, you're really telling the truth, the Yahavale Avuch, that your father gave it to him, so Zilatashta, so you go today, Ksav Le Shtarachrina, write him a different star today. Dinami Lo Yavale Avua, because even if your father didn't give it to him. The kasavta at l'nishachrina. Even if you gave it to somebody in the interim, less b'pseida tekama. There's not going to be any pseid. I'm sorry, less b'pseida tekama ubasar kama zachi. Because the quote unquote second guy Shimon is going to get it because his star predates the one that you're going to write today. Period. There is a big discussion. Maybe we'll start with tomorrow. Matnas shchemira. There are some people that have the halachic status of a shchemira. We're going to see according to some rishonim. Somebody is going out on a dangerous trip. And he says, certain kinyanim, certain matanis, those might have the status of matnas shchemira. We'll start with that, the Rambam and Hilchos Sofiyah Matana, and we'll see others who argue on that, Yosi B'Shayara, those might have the halachic status of matnas shchemira. Number one. Number two, we'll also discuss with, when does the kinyan shchemira work? Does it work on mafreya or not? What if the makabel dies before the shchemira dies? All right, so does that work? So B'ez Hashem, we'll start with that tomorrow, and then we'll get into the final Mishnah in... here in Shnayim Ochsin, about finding other shtaras, and then on Shabbos, Be'ez Hashem, we start Eilam Metzias. Again, today's shiur was sponsored by Zeicha Nishmas, Eliezer Lei Ben Yehuda, Louis Lester Levine, whose 17th yahrzeit is today, sponsored by his children, his grandchildren, and his great-grandchildren. Thank you.